It's all been rather quiet into the end of the week, and things have slowed down since U.S. equities extended their record run on Wednesday. It's way too early to call for any trend reversals, but we do wonder if sentiment is on the verge of souring with all of the latest good news for markets priced in and nothing new yet for investors to get excited about. The big push this week came from the U.S. administration's moves on stimulus and specifically the way they went about it circumventing the Republicans, a more dovish Fed Powell, and softer U.S. inflation data. All of this resulted in more demand for stocks and renewed downside pressure on the U.S. dollar. But at this stage, with these trends already looking tired, especially the run in stocks, it does feel like we could really be on the verge of a mood shift. There's already been a little tension on the news earlier out of Australia of Victoria going into lockdown, and there's also been more worry around new variants of the virus and the potential impact. Key standouts on today's calendar include a batch of UK data featuring industrial production, manufacturing production, trade and GDP, and US Michigan sentiment. There will also be some headlines around the virtual meeting of G7 finance ministers and central bank governors. That's all for now.